Okay, I'm sorry for the confusion, but the first patient that I didn't have a name for is Jackson Middleton, MIDDLETON, Jackson Middleton. Then I did Miss Ravilla Nevins, which I told you about, and I'm going to do another one. This one is going to be John Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Sanchez with an S, S-A-N-C-H-E-S. John Vincent Sanchez. And what we can say about this gentleman. So John is a 67-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with a history of congestive heart failure. Patient is O2 dependent, has increased confusion. He sleeps majority of the day, has shortness of breath with activity and at rest, has a KPS score of 40%, period. He does require change to keep him from developing pressure sores. He has cardiac cachexia with decreased appetite and weight loss. He's quite weak. He is a high risk of fall. Patient has swelling in his legs. He suffers from orthopnea and PND. Lives with his family. And let's see what else I can say about him. And his weight loss is considered unavoidable because of his congestive heart failure. He also suffers from acute kidney failure, atrial fibrillation, venous insufficiency. Patient does have pain, requires pain medication from time to time. His ambulation is down to zero now. Because of his increased shortness of breath. His wife is quite concerned about his change in mental status. He used to know, he used to recognize his wife, but is doing that less and less at this time. Period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient is expected to do poorly and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.